Czech police are still searching for over 70 of some 90 asylum seekers who have disappeared from two holding centers. The Egyptian nationals escaped on Friday night, but the Interior Ministry only made the news public on Monday. The man seized the opportunities when construction work required surveillance cameras to be switched off in the Vishnil-Hote center in North Moravia and when there was a lapse in security at the Velké Přilepy center close to Prague. The ministry believes they escaped with the help of an organized people smuggling gang and are most probably heading for the west. But as Tomáš Hajšman, the director of the Interior Ministry's Migration Policy Department, told Czech Radio, the refugees could not have been held in the centers by force anyway.
This was clearly an organizational error, and we'll have to pay more attention to the activities of the individuals involved in the asylum system. On the other hand, I have to point out that no one, no civilian security agent, no worker from the refugee centres, and not even the police, have the legal right to hinder an asylum seeker if he chooses to leave.
Some refugees who come to the Czech Republic are first taken to what are called reception centres. The refugees are held in isolation as their identity is verified and they undergo medical checkups. Escape is listed as a minor offence under the country's asylum law and is punished with a fine. Following the escape, a fellow asylum seeker testified that it had been masterminded by a gang of people smugglers. Each refugee, he says, had to pay $1,500 without knowing where exactly he would be taken. But given the Czech asylum law, the man had nothing to lose anyway. When they arrived in Prague in July, many of them applied for asylum citing economic reasons. As Markéta Neumannová from the Czech Organization for Aid to Refugees says, it was an irreversible mistake.
I have to say that according to Czech law, there's no way, no chance to get asylum because of economic reason. I think that firstly that the Egyptian refugees didn't know exactly the condition in the Czech Republic. I think their intentions were firstly to get to the Europe, and the Czech Republic was the way how to get here. I was trying few times to explain them their situation in here, but sometimes it's a little bit difficult because few people are not well educated, so it's more difficult to explain them this question, which is quite difficult to understand.
The police have already caught 19 of the 90 escaped refugees. Even if the remaining group successfully crosses the border into the West, experts say their chances of avoiding getting caught are minimal. Police in Germany and Austria are quick to ask for identification and fingerprints from anyone suspected of being an illegal migrant.